All right, talking with Reed Salmon. How's everything going, Reed?
Good, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So you're from Red Deer, Alberta, or just outside there in Innisfil. Sort of what got you into country music in general, and what kind of really made you want to pursue this as a career more so than just a hobby, like singing in the shower or doing your own carpool karaoke?
Well, it started out as shower singing and carpool karaoke. I think for lots of us it does. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I started playing guitar when I was 10 years old, and it was always a dream of mine to be a musician, but it just seemed so far out of reach. So I kind of let that dream go through my teens. Right around the age of 19, when me and my high school sweetheart broke up, I pulled the guitar back out from under the bed and started writing really sad songs, and that's kind of where it stemmed from. So I didn't plan on making this a career, but I have now. Country music is just kind of, it's where the shoe fits. I actually grew up listening to rock music, so I try to infuse a little bit of that into my style.
So what exactly would be the moment then where you're like, okay, this is now going to be a career for me then?
Probably when I met my producer, honestly, 2 years ago, or what is it now? 2022. Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is 2 years ago now. When I met him and we wrote together for the first time, it was kind of the first time that it felt real. It was the first time that I thought, you know, like, okay, people want to work with me that aren't from here. It just kind of, you know, coming from a small town where there's not a lot of that going on around here, right? It just kind of doesn't seem like reality. So I guess that's kind of where it shifted.
Now, you talked about viewing it as being out of reach. That is sort of a common theme I hear from a lot of artists that are emerging and starting out, or maybe been, you know, cutting their teeth for a few years. Yep. What is it like then for you? You're in your mid-20s, so I don't know how much you grew up with stuff like TikTok. I'm sure you were, you know, streaming is a big thing.
I had a flip phone. for years.
Yeah. But sort of what is that like for an artist like yourself coming up where there is a lot of value placed on, you know, your TikTok followers, your social media, not necessarily as much of an emphasis on your music? What is that kind of like for you?
Honestly, man, it's pretty weird. It's strange because I wasn't big into the social media before music started. I didn't really, you know how to market myself well on there. I didn't really realize how important it was nowadays. I keep telling myself that you can make it without it, but I don't think you can anymore. It's shifted so much. The world has gone all that direction. So it's not, you know, the good old days are gone. So it's either you're in or you're out. Because if you're not in, then you're going to have a really hard time making it.
So what do you kind of do to try to gain that following then, apart from, you know, your live shows? Like, sort of how do you go about really gaining it on TikTok or on Instagram and these wide varieties of social media platforms these days? I know there's probably 10 million of them I don't even know about yet, but...
Yeah, so I have quite a few people that are just, you know, they keep kind of reminding me and pushing me that you need to keep up on the content. You need to keep it fresh. You need to stay active on your socials, which I was really bad at before. And I was always posting things like that weren't music related. And I think that would kind of throw off, as they would say, the algorithm. I don't even think I know what that means fully.
I don't either. So.
Yeah, right. So I don't know. But I think what's important is to be consistent, keep it fresh, keep it entertaining, be authentic, be a bit different. You know, if you have any other special skills other than music, maybe incorporate that into your music content. Have fun with it. I'm starting to have fun with it now. At first, it can be weird and awkward and, you know, you're kind of a little bit in your shell, but now I'm kind of, you know, breaking out of it and it becomes fun. You know, like, best advice I can give is no matter what you do, there's going to be critics. You're going to get criticized. You're going to be judged. So you might as well do what you want.
Yeah, it's pretty good advice, if anything. Yeah, that is for certain. So, I mean, do you also feel, with obviously attention spans and sort of people wanting things now, this sort of pressure to keep pumping out songs, whether it goes to radio or it just spins on DSPs, do you kind of feel that pressure?
Yeah, I do, because it's good pressure, but it is true, because, like, for example, last year I released my first song that went to radio, and it was the only song I released all year. So it had the fire going for a while, but as soon as that fire burnt out, you don't follow up with something, then you just start to get forgotten about, right? It's good to keep the fire stoked, keep putting content, keep putting out new music, keep writing, because otherwise you'll get forgotten about. You got to keep your name at the top. That's how you do it. And make sure the music's good. Otherwise your name won't be very good.
So
you
what
want a good name, not a bad name.
Yeah. So what sort of things do you incorporate? Because you were talking about incorporating like other skills or hobbies. Sort of what kind of things do you have? Because you're, it's a bit hard to find some information on you sometimes. So...
Yeah, so I've been riding dirt bikes since I was 5 years old. That was what I've done my whole life. I also was sponsored for snowboarding when I was a kid, and I still snowboard. I still do. I just don't take it seriously like I used to. But things like that. Like I did make a content video for my last release. You can find it on my Instagram of me on my dirt bike, and it got quite a few views. It's funny because it's, you know, it's entertaining. It's different. You know, I'm wheeling down the road being an idiot and singing the lyrics to my song. So, I mean, it's fresh. You know, you don't want to have your clips too long either. I feel like people get bored and they keep scrolling on. So, you know, between 10 and 15 seconds is good. And yeah, so that worked out. You know, I would say that would probably be my most entertaining skill as far as videos go.
All right, well, we're getting ready to spin Summer to Fall here on River Country Rising Stars. Sort of how'd this one come about for you? And I know it's co-written with Jeff Johnson, who's written and produced countless songs we've played on the show before. Cavalli, I don't know much about him, but also Dave Faber, who is, if I'm not mistaken, Faber Drive.
That's right. That is right, man. We wrote the song together last summer. It started with me, Nate, and Dave. It actually started out with a really stupid title that I came up with. I forget what it was called now. But and then Nate, as we were writing the story, Nate came up with the title Summer to Fall, and we all agreed that that was a really cool title. So it was about a girl, and I really was adamant I wanted to zone in on the double meaning from, you know, the love story and then the seasons changing. I was like, if we can hit that in the right pocket, that would be really cool, right? So once we reached a bit of a wall in the writing process, we brought Jeff in, and Jeff, he's unreal, right? So he helped us with the melody, and he threw some things around in the lyrics, and then we spent some time on it, and we got it exactly where we wanted it, and it turned out great.
So why was it so important for you for the double meaning in the song? Because I, for one, love songs that have those double meanings, the puns, the similes, the metaphors. I'm a sucker for those. I love lyrics. So why was it that important to you to have sort of the Summer to Fall sort of be the transition for the end of a romance?
I just thought it was such an uppercut if we could nail it. Like Summer to Fall, you know, like that was our summer to fall in love, but that was our summer to fall. That was the whole like summer fling. I just thought it would be so clever if we could nail that. And I think we were pretty close. I think we got a lot of, we touched on some nice aspects as far as the seasons changing, keeping the love story there, the romance, you know. I've actually had a summer fling, so I can relate very well to that. And it lasted from summer to fall. So it was perfect, man. It was a really cool title that he came up with. And it just made perfect sense that if we could do that, it would just make it that much better.
So sort of the idea with the song, though, is that you would do things differently if you knew it would be a shorter time frame. What would sort of things you would want to do differently?
So what would I do differently? You know, probably nothing, because then I wouldn't have a song. Right? So I think we'll just keep it how it is. You know, something good comes out of everything.
So what all do you got planned for the rest of the year then? Because I know you're doing the Sylvan Lake Gull Summer Send-Off, which is High Valley, Tegan Gase, Ashley Ghostkeeper, Dallas Alexander. That's a pretty stacked card to be a part of. What else is kind of on the horizon throughout the summer and for the rest of the year?
So I will be playing at a rock music festival as well in Rimby at the racetrack there. I'm pretty sure the acts that I'll be opening for the day that I'm off, I think, is The Headstones and Biff Naked, which is crazy because I'm a huge rock guy. And the opportunity to open up for some, you know, major Canadian rock bands is just unreal. When I got that call, I was so stoked. I think that's the weekend of August 8th. And then, you know, I got a couple more singles coming out. I think the next single, I'm going to release it in June. I haven't got a set date yet, but I think that's the plan. And yeah, man, just got to keep writing. Got to keep putting out music. Got to keep recording. I'm going to go to BC and record with a couple guys there. The Renaissance Boys, we got some tunes lined up. See where it goes from there. Just keep enjoying the ride and, you know, the process. You just got to enjoy every bit of it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to hang out today, Reed. And I know people are going to love Summer to Fall, and hopefully they can have their own Summer to Fall moments this summer coming up here.
I hope so. So, man, thank you so much for having me.